The Singing Lesson by Catherine Mansfield. With despair, cold, sharp despair buried deep in her heart like a wicked knife, Miss Meadows, in cap and gown and carrying a little baton, trod the cold corridors that led to the music hall. Girls of all ages, rosy from the air and bubbling over with that gleeful excitement that comes from running to school on a fine autumn morning, hurried, skipped, fluttered by. From the hollow classrooms there came a quick drumming of voices. A bell rang. A voice like a bird cried, "Muriel!" And then there came from the staircase a tremendous knock, knock, knocking. Someone had dropped her dumbbells. The science mistress stopped Miss Meadows. "Good morning," she cried in her sweet, affected drawl. "Isn't it cold? It might be winter." Miss Meadows, hugging the knife, stared in hatred at the science mistress. Everything about her was sweet, pale, like honey. You would not have been surprised to see a bee caught in the tangles of that yellow hair. "It is rather sharp," said Miss Meadows grimly. The other smiled her sugary smile. "You look frozen," said she. Her blue eyes opened wide. There came a mocking light in them. Had she noticed anything? "Oh, not quite as bad as that," said Miss Meadows, and she gave the science mistress, in exchange for her smile, a quick grimace, and passed on. Forms 4, 5, and 6 were assembled in the music hall. The noise was deafening. On the platform by the piano stood Mary Beasley, Miss Meadows' favourite, who played accompaniments. She was turning the music stool. When she saw Miss Meadows, she gave a loud warning. "Shh, girls!" And Miss Meadows, her hands thrust in her sleeves and baton under her arm, strode down the centre aisle, mounted the steps, turned sharply, seized the brass music stand, planted it in front of her, and gave 2 sharp taps with her baton for silence. "Silence, please, immediately!" And looking at nobody, her glance swept over that sea of coloured flannel blouses, with bobbing pink faces and hands, quivering butterfly hair bows, and music books outspread. She knew perfectly well what they were thinking. "Meadie is in a wax. Well, let them think it." Her eyelids quivered. She tossed her head, defying them. What could the thoughts of those creatures matter to someone who stood there bleeding to death, pierced to the heart?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?